WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Vicki Barker. Foiled what could have been a major terror attack in New York.
The FBI says 20-year-old Mohammed Khan, a Pakistani citizen living in Canada, had one goal: to kill as many Jewish people as possible. And his plot was timed to the one-year anniversary of the October 7 Hamas terror attacks, because he thought there would be bigger crowds at memorials and protests. Now, the FBI says they've had their eye on Khan for nearly a year. They say he expressed support for ISIS on social media, and just 3 weeks ago, he chose his target, a Jewish religious center in Brooklyn.
CBS's Michael George reporting. Kamala Harris is in swing state Pennsylvania today, preparing for next week's debate with Republican rival Donald Trump. CBS's Weijia Jiang has that.
Vice President Harris is huddling with a team of advisors as she sharpens her case against Donald Trump, who she will come face to face with for the first time ever on debate night. A campaign official says she decided to hunker down and prepare here in Pennsylvania to underscore the importance of this state in the election. The latest CBS News battleground tracker shows that she and former President Donald Trump are virtually tied here with 50% each of the vote.
Donald Trump's one-time rival Nikki Haley says she'll fight his corner if he asks. Asked by CBS's Margaret Brennan.
Are you going to campaign for him?
He knows I'm on standby. He's aware that I'm ready if he ever needs me to do that. This election is important. There's a lot at stake. I look at it from the standpoint of a voter. I worry about my kids. I worry about the fact that the cost of living is so high. Cost of goods is up 20%. I look at housing. I saw how hard it was for my daughter and her husband to buy a home, and how the average home buyer in America is 49 years old.
The full interview airs on CBS's Face the Nation tomorrow. A rare piece of Americana up for auction in Asheville, North Carolina. CBS's Nora O'Donnell tells us more.
It's an original copy of the U.S. Constitution, one of about 100 printed in 1787. There's only 8 of them still remaining. It was found in 2022 in a filing cabinet in a home once owned by a governor of North Carolina. The minimum bid is $1 million, but it is expected to sell for much more than that.
The Boeing Starliner landed safely in the New Mexico desert a few hours ago, but without the two astronauts it was meant to take from the International Space Station. They're stuck there till February. In Papua New Guinea, a little while ago, Pope Francis arrived on a 3-day visit, part of his papal tour of Asia-Pacific nations. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice5G and start saving today.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is considering new rules that supporters say would level the playing field for independent farmers. Here's Mark Moran.
Food price gouging has become a campaign issue in the Midwest, where the election could be won or lost. Pete and Berlin Wobeater raise cattle on about 300 acres in central Iowa. Berlin says family farmers want Congress to strengthen the century-old Packers and Stockyards Act, address alleged food price gouging, and fix the lack of competition in the beef industry, where four companies control 85% of the market.
And that's not going to happen the more consolidated it is. And then, if there isn't a market for all of our beef, then I guess some of us need to get out. But it needs to be fair.
The Biden administration has proposed a new rule designed to update the Packers and Stockyards Act, which was signed in 1921. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is taking public comment through September 11th. Congress is considering restoring mandatory country of origin labeling for beef in the next farm bill, which would allow domestic producers to charge higher prices for beef grown in the U.S. Wobeater says despite being in an industry that has become highly consolidated among large corporate ag producers, she and Pete have continued to succeed on their 300 acres in Toledo, Iowa.
And I think that has been my husband's approach to things. In the 80s, when it was go big or get out, he said, no, that's not the way he was raised, and it's worked for us.
The 2023 Farm Bill, which has already been extended until the end of this month, remains on hold in Washington. I'm Mark Moran. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine and 65 today with north winds at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s. Sunshine, 75 for Sunday. On Monday, lots of sun, high near 80 degrees. For Tuesday, sunny, 81.
Right now, 40 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the creator of the Meet the Parents franchise. Greg Liana joins the show to tell us where we can see his indie film classic, and casting director Rex Sykes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 6 till 8. The Shaw, WAUK.
Face of my conscience, coming to understand myself.
September 7th, 2024. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's still time for This Week in Waukesha Hour 2. I'm your host, Don Brown. I'm joined by my faithful companion, the mighty Max Martinson, on the board, and we are coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Here in the old NAMI building in downtown Waukesha, right around the corner from Theodora Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. And with me from the first hour is my guest this morning, Dr. Jennifer Smith from NAMI Southeast Wisconsin, who survived the first hour. How are you feeling so far?
Feeling good.
Good, good. And really grateful for your being here and sharing and helping us create more awareness for what we can do for suicide prevention, as well as providing healing and support for those that have lost loved ones who've lost their battles against depression. So, and before we jump back into the conversation, want to let you know that September 13th and 14th, that's next Friday and Saturday from 2 to 4, Waukesha County Historical Society is hosting their annual Grave Tales at Prairie Home Cemetery. There you will learn from several historic figures and learn the history of the cemetery. You can purchase tickets at the museum here in downtown by calling 262-521-2859 and bring your flashlight. So that'll be fun. And then, we got our first call from the farmer's market. Sorry about that, David. How are you?
Good morning, John. I'm doing great this morning.
Good. It's good to hear your voice. You know, David's the one that's been driving this farmer's market all summer. Really appreciate all your efforts. What's going on there?
Well, this morning we've got a fantastic, crisp, cool September morning. And the ladies of the amazing ladies of the Waukesha Farmer's Market Information Booth have got us covered with a classic chili recipe. Sure to warm our hearts up.
It's chili time for sure, especially now that football season started and it's starting to get a little cooler out there. And tell us about this recipe real quick.
Oh, this the recipe? Oh, yeah. No, it's fantastic. It's got all the good stuff in it. Everything you can get here at the farmer's market. You got virgin olive oil, white onion, chives, cheddar sour cream, scallions. It is absolutely wonderful. And then the farmer's market booths, they are absolutely packed full of fresh fruits and vegetables. Honestly, I just want to take a nice big bite out of one.
Sounds great. Hey, David, I appreciate the call. We'll look forward to hearing from you at the halfway point here at about 8:34. And thanks so much for all you do for our booth at the farmer's market. And I want to thank David as well, because the right across from our booth there, as you mentioned, the Downtown Business Association has the farmer's market information table, and they have recipes every week. So you go, you pick out a recipe, and if you like it, everything you need, or most of what you need, is right there. Even a lot of the proteins. There are some purveyors of ground beef farm raised type, like CSA type of quality beef and other proteins. So I highly encourage you to check this out. I'm thinking of a recipe for whitefish chowder, and I know I'm gonna have to visit take a visit to Alaska Fresh, see what they have. So what else you got there, Dave, before we let you go?
Well, before I forget, the ladies are also doing a fantastic job selling these fantastic bags for the Walk Your Food Pantry. $5 gets you a bag, and all the money goes straight to the mouths of hungry Waukesha folks.
I'm really glad you mentioned that, David, and that's a great thing to offer, because I always forget to bring a bag to the farmer's market, and just for $5, you're supporting a wonderful cause with our food pantry serving Waukesha County. So thanks again for the call, David, and we'll look forward to hearing from you later on in the show.
So, yep.
All right, so you get back here at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown with Dr. Jennifer Smith. David has helped me with two questions. First and foremost, where does diet contribute to suicidal depression? I mean, I believe that would have to be a factor.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of our best coping skills in dealing with mental health are those that we would consider for physical health too. Sleep, routine, appetite, eating habits. And so understanding that food is mood and
food is
energy. What we put into our bodies is what helps us manage our mental health. And so if an individual is experiencing food insecurity, that's going to be a significant stressor that makes it hard for them to manage, and or not knowing, when their next meal or when they're going to have money for the next meal. So making sure we have our basic needs met.
Sure. And then, as I mentioned earlier, the beer gardens continue today at Merrill Crest, and that's from 3 to 9. And these are great traditions we have here in Waukesha. We have Oktoberfest coming up as well, and these are things to celebrate. But the other side of that, it's also encouraging drinking in moderation. But alcohol and other drugs also play a factor in forming depression and mental health. That's safe to say.
Yes, absolutely. There's a relationship between substance use, substance misuse, and mental health conditions. We can't say one causes the others, but often there is co-occurring disorders. And so recognizing that alcohol use in moderation, is important to make sure that your mental health is in a manageable place.
Sure. And I'm reminded of, it could be urban legend or it could very well be a true story, but it's about a young boy being bullied at school, and he's planning on taking his own life. And on his way home, he's actually cleared out his entire locker because he didn't want his mother to have to do the shameful thing of having to come back to get all his belongings from the lot after he's died. And on the way home, he's bullied by these kids, and another kid comes along and scares the bigger kids away. He's kind of like the big man on campus, star of the football team. And he tells the kid what a bunch of jerks those kids are, and he said some things to reinstill confidence in him or to give him a better feeling about himself and to let him know that he was there and he was a friend. And this kid in his life, I guess at the time he was only a freshman maybe, but he did a complete like 180 in his mental health and in his self-esteem, and ended up becoming like class valedictorian or something, and starred in different activities in school, sports, music. I forget what that was, but it was in his valedictory address that he mentions this kid that basically saved his life, and that his plan on that day was to take his own life. I don't know if there's truth to that, but the one point is just that it's just, there's just a few words. I mean, the power of words can change the world. And just a few words like that, is that true, or is that also urban legend, Dr. Jennifer Smith?
Oh, no, I think that's absolutely truth. As you were talking about it, made me think of an individual, Kevin Hines. He is a suicide attempt survivor, and he talks about how when he had made his decision up to die by suicide, he said, if I get recognized or acknowledged by one person, I will, reconsider. And he took a bus to the Golden Gate Bridge, and all along the way, nobody made eye contact with him. Mm. Nobody acknowledged the sorrow. I mean, he expressed feeling he was crying, or not feeling, he was crying, and nobody really acknowledged him. And he knew the power of being seen by one person. And so recognizing that, yes, a kind word by somebody, acknowledgement by somebody, being seen by somebody can make a big difference for a lot of people. And because they feel like such a burden, or they feel so isolated. So recognizing just the power of, hey, how are you doing? Or don't listen to what they have to say. Look at all these things. You know, any of that can really make a difference in anybody's life.
Sure. Yeah. And so what are some tips for, I guess, just being better neighbors? Like if you see someone that looks sad or looks isolated, or, you know, what are some triggers that are helpful?
I think it's just checking in with that person, listening to them, not trying to fix, just hearing. If they're, you know, say, hey, how are you doing? Want to grab a coffee, or want to take a walk if it's a neighbor, want to sit outside together. If you notice that they're isolating, just taking 5 minutes out of your day to say hi or making eye contact with them can make a big difference.
Yeah.
But a lot of what we can do for individuals and just for each other is to just say, I hear you, you know, give the time to just listen for a little bit.
I'm a big believer in the old, W.B. Yeats adage, there are no strangers here, only friends who have not yet met. Mm-hmm. And so you're also speaking to that, too, the people you don't know, if it's in your public transportation or someone in your neighborhood. It's that feeling of belonging you can create just simply by saying hi.
Yeah.
Or something, maybe other form of small talk or
something
that they have in common.
Yeah, absolutely. Just saying, I see you.
So, I love music. I have a lot of music in my show, and music therapy can be a good thing, right? Or art therapy, pets, all those things.
Yeah, absolutely. Non-traditional therapies can be very helpful. Music is a wonderful coping skill, both in terms of helping us access our feelings and process those feelings, and also giving us a moment away from heavy feelings.
Sure. Speaking of music, Max found an old ditty that was kind of the anthem for the old suicide hotline before it became 988. Throw it on there, Max. I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. I feel like my life ain't mine. Who can relate? Woo! I've been on a low. I've been taking my time. I feel like I'm out of my mind. I feel like my life ain't mine. I don't want to be alive. Yeah, I've never heard that before, but later on in the show, we'll play, there's a happier segment to that. Max had warned this first verse would be very sad. It would be expressing those feelings people have. And I'd say it's very eloquent. It's very articulate. Here comes a good part. All right. So we don't have to wait.
Takes a turn. Talks about not wanting to be alive, but wanting to be alive.
And I can relate, because oftentimes it's those feelings can turn on a dime. And it's just like what you said, Dr. Smith, that a few words or some music can really impact people's emotions for the better.
Yeah. I always say, don't make a permanent decision from a temporary emotion. And all our emotions are temporary.
Don't make a permanent decision from a temporary emotion. I think that's fantastic. How are we doing on time there, Max? Next we have the Carol Minute. And then our conversation continues with Dr. Jennifer Smith, and so much more here. My guests on the 14th of the Waukesha South Marching Band, and Denise Watros, that's the 14th, and Denise Watros Photography on the 21st here in This Week in Waukesha. I don't wanna cry anymore. I wanna feel alive, I don't wanna die anymore.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Tom Allball Show.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all.
Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris
has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
I would be, I should be better. I could have been but one of these things first. I could have been
one of these things first. Hey, you're listening to This Week in Waukesha, and that is Nick Drake with One of These Things First. And Nick Drake, one of my favorite artists who had very, I guess you'd say, nominal or minimal success when he was of age in the, I guess, late 60s, early 70s. And then after about four albums, unfortunately, he had lost his battle with mental health. That was never, I don't think that was the official autopsy, but his sister was an accomplished soap opera actress in Great Britain. She'd believed really strongly that he had taken his own life. But Nick Drake posthumously experienced some great success, like in the 90s. His music became more popular. And in fact, one of his songs, Pink Moon, I think it was called, was on a Volkswagen commercial. It's one of my favorite commercials, very well done, and some of you might remember it. But anyway, yeah, so we're talking, oh, we're going to do the Carol Minute, but first, a quick announcement. As I mentioned, the South Marching Band's joining us next week on the 14th. It's director Mike DeBoer, and he's promised to bring a few players from the band. But for those of you North Marching Band fans, the legendary Waukesha North Marching Band, if you're around on September 14th from 9 to 2, go to the North High School parking lot. North is teaming up with Griffin Ford. If you test drive one of their cars and fill out a survey, Ford will donate $20 to the North Band. It only takes 5 minutes, and there's no hard sales pitch. I think they're more interested in the survey data and just a chance to get you in one of their cars for 5 minutes. So, I think that's a really great way to celebrate, to support the North Marching Band. And if you have only 5 minutes, and it starts right after my show ends, so you won't miss the show with the South Marching Band. So, and now with the Carol Minute, I want to say a big congrats to our beloved Pios of Carroll University, who won their season opener last Thursday night at UW-Stout 28-16. It was their first win against a WIAC opponent since 1978 when they beat Coach Buda's alma mater, UW-Oshkosh, 6-3 back in 1978. Coach Buda remains 4-0 non-conference play during his tenure with Carroll. The new quarterback for the Pios, junior Caden Pendleton from Kimberly, was 17 for 25 passing with 4 TD passes, and two of them were to junior Cameron Evans from all the way from Moorhead, Minnesota. So congrats to the Pios. They're off next week, and then they're back on the road again at Washington University in St. Louis. And if you have a chance to road trip there, it's a beautiful campus. The stadium is the old stadium from the 1904 Olympics, and a lot of the remnants there are extremely cool. So I highly recommend you checking that out. And then they finally are at home on the 28th. Their home opener is on September 28th, and it's against Wheaton. So the tough part of their schedule is happening early for the Pios. So we wish them the best of success. And then back with Dr. Jennifer Smith, we were talking about offline, we were talking about where you got your graduate degree from, and I didn't know that this existed. Tell us about it, Jennifer.
Yeah, I got my master's and my doctorate at the Wisconsin School of Professional Psychology, which is located in Milwaukee, 92nd and Hampton. And many people haven't heard of it just because many people go the PhD route. UW-Milwaukee, Marquette offer those programs. And so I actually have what's called a PsyD, a doctorate of psychology, which is different than a PhD in that the focus of PsyD's is more on the clinical work with a secondary.
I was wondering about that when I saw the letters in your new. Okay. Terrific.
Yeah. So research is secondary. Research is important. It's not that we don't focus on it at all. We have to do a dissertation and all that at the end to graduate. But really, it's giving those clinical skills so that people, you know, their intent is to go out and become practicing psychotherapists, psychologists, okay. Versus going into academia and research.
Terrific. Thanks for sharing that, too. And it's another great local option for higher education. And I think that's fantastic. And then we often forget, too, that NAMI Southeast Wisconsin has another very important strategic partner, and that's Rogers Behavioral Health, one of the best mental and behavioral health hospitals nationwide. It has several locations nationwide, but here the hub is right here in Oconomowoc. Tell us about that relationship.
We partner with Rogers quite a bit on, you know, various activities. We offered most recently a program that came from their WISE program about compassion resilience, which was really helping.
Compassion resilience. I like that.
The compassion resilience toolkit, which was giving individuals the tools to help their loved ones who are dealing with mental health.
Sure.
So part of what NAMI does too, which is where some of that partnership was with Rogers, was offering educational courses that help family members, not just the loved ones that are experiencing the mental health conditions themselves. So parents, the toolkit to prevent compassion fatigue, how to support their loved ones as they deal with mental health conditions.
And this leads to another great question, because people I know, loved ones that were in their battle with suicidal depression, they could count initially on that strong support group of friends. But after a while, like, there were friends that had to take a break, because when you get too emotionally involved in the situation, that suddenly you start to question your own mental health, or you start to experience forms of depression, and you have to walk away. And some are very gracious about it, and we're still expressing empathy, but they had to walk away. And then there are others that just couldn't communicate, and it would just kind of drop off the grid. Mm-hmm. Does compassion resilience speak to that as well? Are there tools for kind of helping people continue the fight while also caring for their own mental health?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, NAMI offers additional resources like family classes or family and friends seminars, which really speak to helping those loved ones of an individual with mental health condition understand the loved one's mental health condition, but also how to be supportive while supporting themselves as well.
Yeah.
And so NAMI has, you know, several programs that allow for that. Like I said, family to family class, family and friends seminar basics, which is for individuals who are caring for somebody under 18. Other support. We also offer family support groups. Again, you know, how to support yourself while supporting somebody else who is experiencing the mental health condition.
And I think that's so important. And it's a layer that's oftentimes forgotten in terms of how we support those in crisis. So I'm really glad you shared that. And also glad to share that my resident counsel here in the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown has just arrived, James Santel, preparing for his show that I affectionately call Atticus, for those of you that's known as Amicus, or Amicus for those of you Latin students like myself that want the proper pronunciation. But Amicus Law Review will follow this show, as always, at 9 o'clock. And always glad to have James around. And I'm really glad to have Dr. Jennifer Smith here around from NAMI South Wisconsin. And the discussion continues. We're going to talk about more resources and strategies for helping those in crisis, and also helping those who have lost those to suicide. And we're going to get another Farmers Market report from David. So a lot to look forward to here on This Week in Waukesha on WAUK 540 AM. And don't forget the Civic Media app. Take us anywhere you go.
Simple as a gutter, steady as a rock. I could be even here. I would be, I should be, somewhere.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News brief. A Pakistani national arrested on suspicion of planning a major terror attack.
Here was Khan's plan. He wanted to pay a human smuggler to get him into the U.S. Then he'd get a hold of an AR-15 and commit a mass shooting in New York.
CBS's Michael George says the alleged attack was planned for the first anniversary of the October 7th massacres in Israel. Kamala Harris is in swing state Pennsylvania today, preparing for next week's debate with Republican rival Donald Trump. CBS's Weijia Jiang has that.
One issue sure to come up on debate night is reproductive freedoms. And new this morning, the campaign has released a new ad that highlights comments from Trump about his part in reversing Roe v. Wade and stories from women who have been impacted since.
And in Papua New Guinea a little while ago, Pope Francis has arrived for a four-day visit, part of his papal tour of Asia-Pacific nations. CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Packers lose in the season opener in more ways than one. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Green Bay Packers lost 34-29 to the Philadelphia Eagles. More concerning, however, is the status of quarterback Jordan Love, who was helped off the field with an apparent leg injury late in the game. Head coach Matt LaFleur didn't have any answers immediately following the game.
I don't know.
While the Packers had some bright spots, such as Jaden Reed's big game at receiver, it wasn't enough to slow down the Eagles.
There's a lot to clean up. It was definitely a sloppy game, I think, from us. I think there was, you know, some uncharacteristic things that we did as a staff, quite frankly, and that trickled down to our players.
The Packers are off until September 15th when they'll take on the Indianapolis Colts. The Brewers play the Rockies today, coming off a 3-2 loss yesterday, and the Badgers play South Dakota in football this afternoon. For Civic Media, I'm Jimmy Cusca.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine and 65 today with north winds at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s. Sunshine 75 for Sunday. On Monday, lots of sun, high near 80 degrees. For Tuesday, sunny 81.
Right now, 40 degrees.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Stream the best of British TV on BritBox. Watch captivating dramas and gripping mysteries, whether it's entire series of massive hits like Sherlock and Vera, new seasons of originals like The Responder, starring international Emmy winner Martin Freeman, or an extraordinary selection of beloved treasures featuring Idris Elba, Jodie Comer, Matthew McFadyen, Benedict Cumberbatch, and more. Only on BritBox. Watch with a free trial at BritBox.com.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome former State Senate Majority Leader Democrat Tim Cullen to the program to talk about his new book and great foundation helping Wisconsinites. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
what you do to me, I can't live without it. Hey, we're back on This Week in Waukesha, and that is Lou Gramm, Midnight Blue. Lou Gramm, Rochester, New York native, right down the street from where I grew up, was the lead singer of Foreigner. And there is one more Tribute Tuesday left, so I apologize. I thought the one in August was the last one, but it's this coming Tuesday, September 10th at Frame Park, a Foreigner tribute band, a tribute to Foreigner. Concessions start at 5:30. The show begins, goes from 7 to 9, and so I highly encourage you to check that out. That should be a lot of fun. I would imagine they would play that, even though I guess officially it's not a Foreigner song, but a fun song nonetheless. I'm sure they're going to play I Want to Know What Love Is. And in talking here with my guests about Dr. Jennifer Smith here, in honor and recognition of September being National Suicide Prevention Month, you know, we talk about the love. We want to try to help people in crisis know that they are loved and figure out ways to kind of help them love themselves ultimately is what needs to get done here. And you mentioned that NAMI is launching a 988 campaign. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, during the month of September, you know, we're trying to bring that awareness to suicide prevention efforts, and 988 being, you know, a really important resource for individuals who are experiencing crisis. And so NAMI is trying to spread the word about 988 a little bit more, and has been putting posts on social media for the 988 campaign that we're doing, which is, you know, a donation of, you know, $9.88, you know, can make a difference in the support that's offered locally. And there's more information about that on our website under the advocate section in the Suicide Prevention Month, as well as, you know, additional information about other resources and other efforts that are happening in Waukesha this month.
Sure. You know, and I thought I was going to save this for the final segment, but I thought now would be a good time to mention this, is that when I had Mary Berg on the show in the late spring, she was talking about a program that Parks and Rec had launched called Where You Belong. And it was the whole idea about helping people connect more with the community, especially people that feel lonely or don't have enough or feel isolated and don't feel really a part of the community. And some of the events they have going on in partnership is the Tribute Tuesday with the Foreigner Tribute Band this coming Tuesday at Frame Park. They'll have a stand there or a table where you can learn more about. You get a chance to meet Parks and Rec staff, who are all wonderful people, and are all, like, many of them I call my best friends. They're great community-centric people, and have a lot of the same interests that most of them have, especially because I think we all have an interest in recreation of one form or another. And at the Oktoberfest at Frame Park on the 21st. And so it's just a great way there. It's a great vehicle for helping you connect with other neighbors, and they keep you informed about other events. And there's also a pickleball triad event on Saturday, October 5th. And I haven't played pickleball since the summer before, because I've had a hard time finding people to play with. And so this would be a great way for you to partner up with somebody and play a sport that's a lot of fun, especially for us aging people like myself, without blowing your knee out or getting too. But it's excellent exercise, and it's a really strong social aspect. In fact, I've learned recently there's a big kind of a grudge now growing between pickleballers and tennis players, and I think that's very real, because tennis is so ultra competitive. I've seen so many rackets broken, like not for myself, I'm proud to say, although I can get a pretty bad temper when I play. But I remember reading about the growth in pickleball, and what's that, Max?
Well, I was just gonna say, I remember we were filming a project for school this past year, and it was down at one of the tennis centers.
Okay,
We got annoyed because as we were trying to film, the pickleball team walked into the place we were at, and all you could hear on the microphones was just them hitting their pickleballs over and over again. So we couldn't record any of our interviews that day. So yes, there is definitely a grudge there.
Yeah. There was a great article in the Wall Street Journal about a year ago about the explosive growth of pickleball nationwide. And it it interviewed our very own Zane Navratil, who's now out of Austin, Texas. And they were talking to a pickleball ref, and he had said that about the social aspect of and friendly aspect of pickleball is that when somebody loses their temper or slams their racket on the net, or their paddle, I should say, the response from the normal pickleballer is, that's tennis. Don't bring your tennis here. And so I love that. And so here with Dr. Jennifer Smith, clinical director at NAMI Southeast Wisconsin, sports and recreation can play a role in improving mental health, especially for those in crisis with depression.
Yes, absolutely.
That's not a myth, right?
No, absolutely. Our move, you know, being... People often say exercise. I like to say movement. It feels a little bit less daunting and less pressure, but movement of any kind. But certainly sports, connectedness, again, getting a community is really important with mental well-being.
Yeah.
And so joining a sport or being part of a community in that way can help with, you know, decrease that isolation and increase belongingness.
And if sports aren't your thing or there's other interests that you have, Saturday, October 12th is part of the Waukesha Unlocked event that's going on weekend long, and WAUK will be involved in that, so you can stop by the studio both days. But on Saturday the 12th at City Hall, there will be tours and activities as part of the Where You Belong program that Parks, Rec, and Forestry are doing. So check that one out, and then that'll be a great lead into Waukesha Unlocked because there's so much you can explore here in our city and new opportunities for you to belong to something that's very meaningful to you or something that gets you up in the morning and gets you excited. So, and that's what I see with young people, especially like in college now. You know, we have a new freshman in our family, and there's a certain amount of anxiety because it's like, when I have a sophomore and a junior, it's like, am I doing the right major or am I, what, you know, there's like, and I remember feeling the same way. There's just so much going on. And also some of that anxiety that contributes to that. But the thing with me, though, is that it doesn't happen right away, but at some point in your life, you have this eureka moment, you discover something or you read a book or you do something really neat and you're like, wow, that's for me. Or like, this is what I was meant to do. And so can you speak to that? Cause I know for some people it doesn't happen till later in life.
Yeah. Finding our purpose in life. And that can take time. You know, many people think their purpose has to do with employment or work or school or whatnot. But our purpose can come from many different places, you know, many different values. So community, spirituality, and being patient that it might take you some time to figure out what that looks like for you.
Sure. And, you know, and switching gears for a moment with this, it's election season, of course, but it's also, it seems like election year season is now a 4-year cycle and there's just so much negativity and polarization and disinformation. My guest last week, Deanna Trouse of Truth in Common, had spoken to that, can these things also contribute? Can they be triggers for depression, especially this disinformation?
Oh, absolutely. Too much information alone can be a trigger for mental health. You know, disinformation, certainly. You know, we hear something and we believe it's true right away, then we form all kinds of ideas and beliefs around that, which can send us down a rabbit hole, as I like to say. And so I often encourage people to be very mindful of what they're exposing themselves to and take things almost with a grain of salt, so to speak, of you can't believe everything you hear. I don't want to say don't believe it, but to watch where you go with that in terms of your thoughts and your beliefs and take a moment of pause and kind of reflect on it and be aware of how it's impacting your mental well-being.
Sure, sure. Yeah, and one aspect too is reading, getting the right news, but also reading. I don't know if in this, you're probably competing in terms of your ability as a clinician to help people, counsel people on dealing with depression, is that you're competing with all these new media sources that are at your fingertips when we're not doing enough reading. And, mm-hmm. and I mentioned this specifically because I ran into my dear friend, former mayor, Larry Nelson, county supervisor, the other night, who's one of his crowning achievements from his days as mayor was helping institute the Waukesha Reads program, which gives out free books and has reading discussions. He's leading one, I believe it's the 21st at the Waukesha Library, on a book called Mexican Gothic. and he's really excited about it. And he gave me a free version of it so that, and the idea is you get a free book. Once you're done reading, you have to share it. So you have to pass it along. So if you're big, I'll pass this along to you, Jennifer, when I'm done reading it. But
yeah.
There is a Waukesha Reads brochure you can find on waukeshareads.org. But is that true? We're not doing enough reading to feed the soul, that we're feeding our soul with TikTok and these other means of social media. And some of it's really good if you know where to look, but if you don't, or if you are in a kind of a dark phase in your life, you may be looking in the wrong outlets.
Absolutely. Everything in moderation was what I say, you know, so I'm not going to say social media electronics are bad. We want to watch how much we're exposing ourselves to and be mindful of what we're exposing ourselves to. But we've certainly got away from reading books, magazines, even getting our news from a reading source versus right. listening to it.
Yeah.
Because when we listen to it, you know, the newscaster's perspective is communicated in their tone and such. And so if we really want information in a more neutral way, it's getting some of that from a reading. So that we're not influenced by individuals' feelings about things.
Sure. What advice do you have for parents, especially parents that might be concerned about their kids experiencing different forms of depression or anxiety or other mental illness, about what they can do to kind of steer them away from the social media, or to navigate it more intelligently, as well as picking up a darn book?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's really important that parents, as much as you want to say, get off your phone, I'm going to take your phone away, that it can't be a punishment, or even villainizing social media. That's right. Just going to make teens, young adults go to it more, youth go to it more. But instead saying, okay, that's an important part. You enjoy that. Let's right. limit it. Let's be mindful and help them navigate it. Ask questions mm-hmm. about what they're exposing themselves to. Encourage them to balance that with other, you know, less overwhelming topics or less overwhelming content creators. And so approaching it with curiosity versus dictation, I guess, telling them what to do, but yeah. instead saying, hey, let's sure. talk about what you're exposing yourself to, and
right.
what about reading, and how do we yeah. get you into that, or other, not even just reading, but other hobbies, other activity, art, music, whatnot.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I played the song Brazil in the first segment by Frank Sinatra as an ode to the Packers playing there, and I was reminded of a great movie from 1985 by the same name, Brazil, and it was about a dystopian society, and that brought me back to and Max remembers when I was hosting remotely, local author Kristen Oakley was on, and her she writes about dystopian themes. And one of them, Carpe Diem, Illinois, was about a dystopian community in a fictional town in Illinois that was emphasizing unschooling as a way of educating kids, where the kids pick the curriculum. And there are communities that do that. And I'm not advocating for that, but this whole idea that the children determine the curriculum based on their passions or their interest, is there a way in terms of promoting good mental health? And I know we were just talking about that. Is there a way we can kind of steer young people towards certain passions that may, like I said, be effective in addressing?
Yeah, I think we can. As you were talking about, it made me think of Montessori schools, which is kind of
Waldorf school. Yeah.
Yeah. What you're talking about is they get to, you know, engage in those things that they like. But I think it's having social emotional learning present from a young age, even if that's the parents doing that, which is teaching mental well-being and then helping them explore how, you know, what that means and how to incorporate that in their life.
Well said. Thank you. We're going to wrap up this conversation with Dr. Jennifer Smith of NAMI Southeast Wisconsin here in the final segment, and especially some strategies for improving mental health and preventing suicide from the people in our community here in This Week in Waukesha, WUK, 540 AM.
The Shaw, WAUK. Summer may be coming to an end, but there's still time to enjoy a beer with your neighbors at Merrill Crest Park, September 5th through the 7th for Waukesha Parks, Rec, and Forestry's Neighborhood Beer Garden. Enjoy live music, food, socializing with neighbors, and of course, beer. The excitement is already brewing for this year's before and after school program as space is filled quickly. But stay tuned for so many more fun things to do. Visit the WaukeshaWI.gov activity guide for more information.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Hey, we're back on This Week in Waukesha, and that is Carole King's You Got a Friend from the epic album Tapestry, considered one of the greatest albums of all time. And most of you are familiar, maybe more familiar with the James Taylor cover of that as well. But my mother, in her lifetime, when she taught CCD, or, you know, Catholic Sunday school, if you will, but it was on Saturdays growing up, she would play songs from Carole King's Tapestry, I think especially that one, to her students. And she believed if my mother had the influence, she would have canonized this Jewish song composer and singer, Carole King, as the matron saint of loneliness, because a lot of the themes of her music, especially in that Tapestry album, spoke to loneliness. And loneliness is one of these elements or factors that can contribute to suicidal depression, as Dr. Jennifer Smith has confirmed. And what have we not talked about in these 2 hours yet? And I know loneliness is what that people should know about, how, one, if they're in any type of crisis, and maybe in these early stages, how they can get better connected with their community and the people around them. And for those of us, too, what we can do to connect with our loved ones, as well as those strangers who are really our neighbors and our brothers and sisters. Big open-ended question.
Well, I keep staring at the sticker on my water bottle, which I think the fact that I keep staring at it is something. It says, be kind to your mind, right? And so we're talking about isolation and how to help.
That?
Be kind to your mind.
Love that.
And it's a sticker from the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And so another thing that we can do is not just being kind to others, but being kind to ourselves.
Yes.
We're our own worst critics. And what I like to tell people is that feelings are always valid. They're not always reliable.
Sure.
So we always have the right to them. They're not always truth.
Right.
And same thing with thoughts, just because we think it doesn't make it true. And so it's really important to be kind to ourselves and have as much self-compassion as we do, you know, compassion and empathy for other people, and recognize that just because we're struggling doesn't mean there's something wrong with us.
Thank you. Hey, real quick, David's calling in for a late report from the farmer's market. David, you got about 15 seconds. What's going on?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've got some fantastic hot tea today. I know when you think of the farmer's market, you don't really think of the fact that we've got a fantastic cafe cart here, the Highline Cafe, and we've got some fantastic, I know Jane's always talking about it, those fantastic maple bacon scones.
Maple bacon scones. I love it.
Oh, yeah. And then today, I mean, you got so many sweet smells through the air. We got some street waffles. These are Belgian.
Those are
waffles.
Sick. Yeah, they're awesome.
Oh, yeah. And it is covered in a little sprinkling of sugar, and that is just enough to get you started in the day. It is delicious.
Fantastic. Hey, David, thanks so much for calling in, and have fun out there. I wish I could be there, but definitely soak it all in for us. Thanks again.
All right, I will.
Our man, David. Our man at the farmer's market. Yeah, if you wanted a three-line tagline for our farmer's market, I think it's right there. Maple, bacon, scone. And just like, that's it. And that it is. I haven't had it. It is incredible. So, but back here in studio with Dr. Jennifer Smith, we're talking about about loneliness and really just like, one, be your own best friend first. Learn to love yourself. Learn to take care of yourself. And that's, you know, proper diet, proper exercise, healthy habits. Mm-hmm. What else is there?
Oh, what else is there? Community support.
Community.
Reaching out to a mental health professional. There's no shame in it. No shame, no blame. It is, you know, reaching out for that support, saying it's okay to need to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, you know, we do have a lot of resources in Waukesha County and Wisconsin in general, you know, a lot of hotlines, Uplift Wisconsin, which is run by peer specialists and COPE hotlines, 988, obviously, too. But really being able to say, well, what do I need? And that's different for every person. Sometimes it's basic needs. Sometimes it's self-awareness, learning about ourselves. And so community and healthy coping skills, healthy routine.
Yeah, what I want to emphasize real quick in the 3 minutes we have is in your new location on Grandview too, you're strategically located, tons of parking, which is great, but also a plethora, and maybe that's not the right word, but there is a good collection of local counseling clinics and practices and other places of healing that are in the same building or in that same strip mall, if you will. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is absolutely correct. Yep. We have a lot of therapies, clinics there, practices there. It's also really close to United for Waukesha Resiliency Center, which is a really important resource 5 minutes from there. So there's a lot of organizations, communities that you can find support around that location as well.
That sounds great. And what else do we have in these final 2 minutes? What else do you want to share?
I guess you're not alone.
You're not alone. Yes.
You know, we're all experiencing different stressors, different traumas throughout our life. Everybody is experiencing a battle or a pain that you don't realize, but it's important to remind yourself that you aren't alone, even when you feel alone.
And, you know, holidays are a trigger. Mm-hmm. And so now as we approach the holiday season, we have time to make a plan.
Absolutely.
And to take advantage of, where the internet is a positive resource, you can find people all over the world that may have the same passions or interests you have, or in kind of that same funk that you're in terms of your mental health, where you can find support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of online support groups these days, virtual support groups. NAMI offers and other organizations offer. So just do a Google search, see what's out there for whatever area of life you want to focus on, and know that you can connect in a lot of different ways these days, and especially moving into the holidays. And what I usually tell people about that is take the space that you need. Take some time, right? We're talking about isolation, but sometimes we need a little bit of alone time when there's a lot happening around us. So
Dr. Jennifer Smith, Clinical Director, NAMI Southeast Wisconsin, and heading the Suicide Prevention Initiative, Waukesha Suicide Prevention Initiative. Thank you so much for being my guest this morning. Thank you all of us for being a part of this very important conversation. Please remember to be kind to your mind, that safety is everybody's responsibility. Remember, practice compassionate resilient compassion.
Yes.
And go Ramila Mahagov and enjoy this beautiful Saturday. Waukesha South Marching Band is my guest next week with Director Michael DeBoer. And again, enjoy this beautiful day and see ya!
When people can be so cold, they'll hurt you.
This is The Shaw, WAUK. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane Matinair returns to the big chair, and we are talking about the election because we are less than 2 months away, people. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually a really good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that.
You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.